Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It's 10:15 on Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2014. That's in the morning, in case anybody was wondering. I'm not doing a late night boo. So, what's been happening then? Well, it's okay. I thought I'd just switch my phone off. What's been happening? Oh, yes, right. Something I needed to tell you about. A few weeks ago, Rog, here on Audio Boo, did a live tasting of a Coca-Cola flavoured donut, which he'd purchased from Morrison's. They actually sound quite nice. That sounds like a good... I like flavoured donuts. Custard is probably my favourite, but I would like to try the Coca-Cola ones. However, I've just not been near a Morrison's store since I heard that tale. So, last week, I went to Tesco, as I've said. See earlier boos. Boo, hiss, brr, Tesco, nasty. Anyway, I noticed as I was walking around that they had salt and vinegar flavoured donuts. I kid you not. Donuts flavoured like crisps. Salt and vinegar flavoured donuts. Now I went, but curiosity was getting me. I thought, I shall buy some of these salt and vinegar flavoured donuts. And I picked up the pack of these 10 mini salt and vinegar weirdos, they call them. See what they did there? Clever, isn't it? Weirdos. Yeah, clever. Anyway, they were a pound. And I'm normally not that sort of tight and such so spendthrifty, but I thought, you know what? I may as well just flush 90 pence down the toilet because really, I'm not going to eat 10 of these, am I? I will eat one out of curiosity. The rest will go to feed the birds. In fact, I couldn't feed the birds because I got salt on. So I thought, I'm stuffed. What am I going to do? I tell you what, I'm not going to bother. I can tempt my curiosity. I can wait until such a moment arises when somebody in the store may just offer me one to try as a novelty nibble as I walk around their vast gargantuan palace of discounted foodness. So, I walked away. Anyway, last night, I went back to the aforementioned Tesco's, and sure enough, these are the salt and vinegar donuts, showing right in my face yet again. But next to them, there were cheese and onion flavoured donuts. Next to them, there were crispy bacon flavoured donuts. And I thought, surely not. This cannot be true. This cannot be correct. We can have these crisp flavoured donuts. This is not right. And then I noticed the big yellow sticker on some of the salt and vinegar ones. The buy me please, I'm about to go off so you can have me for much cheapness sticker. So I bought a pack of salt and vinegar donuts for 23p. I thought, I can afford to waste 20p. So anyway, I got home. I thought, snigger. My wife was working. She had her head buried in the laptop, emailing away. And I crept up behind her and put a donut into her hand and said, there you go, darling. Have an energy boost. Oh, thank you, she said, with a chuckle. I hadn't at this point tasted one of these salt and vinegar donuts, so I backed up to the door of the office and stood there, waiting, stifling a giggle as she took the first bite, expecting her to recoil in disgust or to throw herself on the floor, clutching her throat and begging for water. But no, she just ate it and carried on working, never flinched. I thought, really? So I toddled off back into the kitchen and popped one of these salt and vinegar, remember, donuts into my own mouth and munched away. Underwhelming is probably the best way to describe it. No, you know when you buy something like that, I either want it to be an absolute taste sensation where it's just like so wrong but so blooming right, or I want it to be as vile and repulsive as possible so I can buy another bag and give them to my mum when she comes to visit. Sorry. Oh, dear. I shouldn't say something, but come on. You know it's funny giving your mum funny things that she's never tasted before and then standing back and watching. She went to my brother's house. There's a little interjection here. Myself and my brother both love this particular brand of chili sauce called Dave's Insanity, reported to be the hottest chili sauce on the planet. It's amazing stuff. Like one drip on a plate of pasta will sort of have it rocking. You've got to be really careful with it. It's mega hot. And apparently my mother was staying at my brother's house and she found this bottle in the cupboard or the fridge or whatever and said, "Oh, your dad likes chili sauce. Is it really hot?" Dave's Insanity on the front. There are flames and stuff bursting off the label on the bottle. And my brother said, "Oh, no, not really. Try it." And she put some on a teaspoon. yes, and stuck it in her mouth. Well, you know, I just wish I'd been there. But I'm assured that the results were absolutely hilarious. Anyway, I digress. So, no, salt and vinegar donuts. They're just... They're not horrible. They're not particularly nice. They're just, yeah, they're all right, I suppose. Tastes a bit weird, but nothing dramatic. I was really underwhelmed. I won't be buying them again. They're like sweet, but with a little bit of saltiness about them. You know, like that popcorn you can buy now, which is apparently trendy, where you have sweet and salted popcorn. Ooh, let's be daring. Let's have sweet and salted popcorn together. My wife likes it. Doesn't appeal to me at all. It's like, no. I want me popcorn with butter on, man. Not butter, perhaps salt, but mainly butter. Not sugar, not toffee, none of that malarkey. Man, popcorn. Anyway, so yeah, don't bother with salt and vinegar donuts. They're a waste of time. Trust Roger and go and buy some Coca-Cola ones. They sound much, much nicer. But I would be interested if anybody else has tried the aforementioned salt and vinegar donuts. I'm doing a whole audio about salt and vinegar donuts. This is bonkers. This cannot be happening. Salt and vinegar donuts have created a 7-minute long audio boo about something that I wasn't really all that enamoured with. How bizarre. Anyway, so yes. On the subject of food, very quickly, can I just share with you my current breakfast of champions? I was just preparing my breakfast a few minutes ago and I thought, oh, I shall share this with the good people of Audio Boo because they deserve to be aware of such an awesome breakfast. I've got a massive appetite. And when I don't always have breakfast, but when I do, I tend to go like a bit mental with the cereal cupboard. And just lately, I've been having the same thing over and over again because it tastes so good. And here it goes. Large bowl, 2 Weetabix in the bottom of the bowl. Good healthy covering of Shreddies on top of the Weetabix, followed by a very good healthy covering of bran flakes on top of the Shreddies. Then a good healthy sort of half a handful of chopped dates on top of that, followed by another half a handful of juicy sultanas on top of that, followed by a drizzle of maple syrup and a pint of milk to top it off. Awesome. Trust me, the breakfast of champions. Amazing. Amazing. That's my current go-to breakfast after the school run. Nom, nom, nom. Set you up for the day, man, honestly. Anyway, I'm going to go. I think I've talked enough about salt and vinegar donuts and massive bowls of cereal. I'll tell you what, last night though, Mac, I was listening to Mac's audio booze of his tour of Northumberland, and that got me all wistful and homesick. I want to go back. I want to go and live back up there. I used to live in a village called Ponteland, which is just north of Newcastle Airport, so on the very sort of southern edge of Northumberland, but certainly within easy access to the national park. So all of those places that Mac was talking about, that's my old stomping ground when I was a kid. Summer holidays, school holidays, spent up there with my dad all along the coast, bird watching and... oh, going to castles and I would love to live back up there. It's a truly, truly special place. I love it. Absolutely love it. If you've never been, get yourself... No, in fact, don't, because that means there'll be touristy people there. And the beauty of that place is the lack of tourists. Apart from the main sort of hubs like sea houses and that kind of... get away from there and there's just no tourists. It's brilliant. It really is. It's a lovely place. I would love to live back up there. But careers and stuff are stopping us from doing so at the minute. But yes, it was nice to listen to that, Matt. You sparked some lovely memories off, so thank you for sharing. It was brilliant. Really made me all wistful. Anyway, I think I have talked at you good people for long enough this morning, so I will bid you all farewell and I will say thank you very much for listening to me once again. I hope you're all very well and very happy, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of your day. Take care now. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.